What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business. On today's episode, I get to interview my rockstar client, Sam. She has lost nearly 30 pounds in just 16 weeks. She shares her experience into getting into fitness as a plus-size woman and proves that it's never too late to get your shit together. Enjoy.
What are some things you've accomplished that you're proud of?
I mean, foremost, sticking to it. Like, I've never stuck to anything longer than like a month and a half. It's always like at week six, I'm like, meh, this isn't it. I'm not liking it, or it's too restricted, or my, you know, if I'm working out, sometimes the workouts are like too intense. I'm all over the place, but like, I have not pulled a muscle. I have not gotten a horrible leg cramp at 3 a.m. in the middle of my sleep, not once in this almost 16 weeks. Like, so I don't know. I'm like just sticking to it and enjoying it. Like, I could have easily been like, oh, 16 weeks is up. Bye. Like, thanks for the challenge. But no, like, I want to stay. Block you, just like, but like, I want to stick with it. Like, I love how I feel, and I feel like, I don't know, I felt like so compressed, like just compressed, and I don't feel that way anymore. Like, I know our first call, I kept saying like, I want to feel good. Like, I don't know what, I didn't know what that meant, but I was just like, I know I want to feel good, and I feel good. Like, my body feels good. My mind feels good. Like, it's such an accomplishment for myself. So like, I just love that I've stuck to it more than 6 weeks, more than anything I've ever done before.
Hell yeah. No, that one thing that most people don't take into account is the confidence you start building. Like, this has nothing to do with how things are fitting or how you're looking, but
yeah,
just confident of you saying and doing what you said you were going to do, sticking through it. It's like, I wasn't a little bitch. I fucking got done, you know?
Yeah. Yep. And even on the days where I'm like, I have to like peel myself out of bed, after the warm up of my workout, I'm like, I'm so glad I'm doing it. Like, I can feel like crap, but then after I do it, I'm like, like all excited, like mood changer. So like, I love it.
It's like, I don't want to do this after the workout. Bad bitch alert. What's up?
Yeah, I'm all strutting in my room, like. Good. I've never been this person, and I'm glad that I'm enjoying. I've never enjoyed any form of workout, like, ever. But I enjoy this because, like I told you, like, I remember struggling with that 20-pound weight in the beginning, like, the first week or so, right? And now I pick it up, and it's like, what is this? What is this little pebble? So it's like, things like that. I'm like, I'm getting strong. So when I got the kettlebell in from you, I carried that thing up the stairs, one hand. Even my dad was like, okay. I'm up strong now.
Oh my God, that's awesome. And how has it been for a more like numbers point of view? I think you're down a total of what, maybe 20 right now from where you
started? Yeah, about that 2021. And that's the lowest I have, the lowest I've ever gotten was 312 when I did this like starvation diet in 2019. And I lost it within, like, I think I lost like 40 pounds in like 6 weeks. Like, it was not healthy at all. Yeah, it was really, I was starving. I was getting like less than 900 calories a day. But the way I looked then at 312 and what I look now at 310, I look healthy. So I know it's not like, because my mom's really good at pulling me back, because I'm like, oh, the number's not changing, but she was like, look at your body. Like, my mom sees me with no shirt, right? And she was like, it's crazy, you know, I have a hard time seeing it when I look at my body. So I'm like, you know, it's just hard. It's hard to see it sometimes. But like, my mom's like, you might not be losing like pounds all the time, but she's like, your legs are getting muscular. Your arms are getting better. Like, You're doing the work. The scale's not. So I try not to focus on the number so much as like how I'm feeling. When I do start to get down about the number, though, or like, oh, I should have pushed myself, or whatever it is that's going on in my head, like my mom pulls me down and she's like, look at your stomach, like look at your waist, like my waist is 49 right now, and I was like, when I can't even remember the last time it's been below a 50, so I was like, so that's what I remember. So like the number, yes, it's I want to get under 300, but I also remember like I could feel like. Definition in my legs and my thighs and like my ass and where I've never felt it before. So that's kind of more of like a, I'm doing it.
Hell yeah, no, 100%. And I mean, fuck, look at your the shirt you're wearing. That shit is huge on you.
Yeah. Everything. Okay, I had a sweater from last year. It was like a Hanes, just a little crew sweater, and it was tight. Like it was short. It was tight. Dude, it falls under my butt now. Like all my sweaters hit under my butt, and I'm like, who is this girl? This thing used to be tight. Like I couldn't even wear like a shirt underneath that, or like a tank top just to like. And now I'm like in my long sleeves and then a sweater, and there's loose, and it's just things like that. It's like, damn, okay,
My
it
God.
works.
That's
All
funny.
right. Exercising's good for you. I get it. I get it. Just like.
No, and it's the big reason why we do the measurements, why we do the pictures, why
Yeah.
because it's that body composition, and that's why a lot of people may quit very, soon because look at the scale. Oh man, it's not going down. This shit's not working. This shit's not for me. And then boom, they just start on a cycle. So
Yeah.
keeping that in mind is the same thing. I was literally talking with a client, and he was like, "Oh man, well, what can I do to kind of like, I feel like I'm in a plateau, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Bro, you should literally told me that your shoulders are more defined, your chest is more defined, and like, what are you talking about? Plateau?
Yeah.
You're progressing, and that's the whole focus. You gotta be focused on progress, and it comes in all
Yeah.
different types of way."
Yeah, it's like the little things, like having to adjust my seat in the car. Like before, like my seat was all the way back, and before how I guess I like kind of ranged where I was maybe getting out of control with my eating was like my belly would touch the steering wheel.
When
Like it would. And that's I'm like, "Oh shit, girl. Like stuff is going on. We need to fix it."
this airbag won't come
Yeah, I'm like, well, okay, all right, okay, we need to get together. And now, like, I move forward, there's still a good gap. And it's just like those, the random little things I think I would pay attention to for my own weight, like, things like that. And I'm like, damn, like, I'm at a safer distance, there's room. And it's crazy. I'm so proud of myself for getting to where I am, but it's crazy because. Like the first week or two, I was just like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this. I don't know. And I'm looking at me, I have like five kettlebells on my floor. Like I'm like, oh, I want this one. I'll send things to my siblings. Like, if you ever want to buy me something, like
Wish list.
give me one of these. So yeah, it's just crazy, like the mentality shift, like of enjoying a workout, looking forward to a workout. Being proud of myself for doing all the kettlebell swings, all the reps that were listed, like when I used to be able to like do maybe six and be like, I'm done. Like that's enough.
Oh man, that's so good to hear. Anything else? How has your condition been? Like you get, being willing to do almost cause, like everyday activities that were maybe a task before, or not.
Yeah.
Even like going up the stairs, things like that. How have you felt? How have any of those things changed for you?
Yeah, I used to like take this, like these stairs I've been running down, like, because I moved back home with my parents. I've been running down these stairs blindly since I was a baby, right? But I would have this kink in my right knee, which I was just like, oh, it's my knee. And all the dancing I used to do, whatever, all those wild nights caught up to me and having to take it like one step at a time to get up. and I can like breeze. I can run up and down these stairs like nothing. The knee pain, I've experienced it like forever, forever. And when I started this, like I remember the first time I did the decompression, it popped the shit out of my knee. I was like, but the pain went away, but then there was this lingering soreness. But I was like, it was probably because I know it was because that pop needed to probably happen years ago. And just as the weeks have gone on, like that soreness and that the soreness is almost gone. Like occasionally, depending on what I'm doing, what shoes I'm wearing sometimes, but it is nothing like to how it was when I first started, which makes it easier for me to come up the stairs. It makes it easier for me to get up off the floor. Like you should see me, I can get up off the floor, like not off. Like having to plan, having to plan, find a wall to scale to get up. If anybody watching, like, no, like I probably still look a little funny, but it's the ease of getting up and being able to get on the floor or sit in the grass and not being like, how am I gonna get up off the floor? Because I can do it myself now and comfortably, comfortably, like. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, and it ties down to that being independent, you know? Like you want to be able to hold your own, you know? 'Cause
Yeah.
not only do you have to hold your own, but you have to hold your daughter too. So like if you're a mother or a father and you can't hold your own, like we got
Yeah.
issues.
Yeah, it was funny. We were talking about it, me and my friend. I was like, man, I'm like, because they're like, oh, I want to work out, but I just don't have the motivation or whatever. And I was like, dude, my motivation is like, if I ever have to run and drag my daughter, I need to make sure I can like haul her with me or just anything. If I ever had to go into action, like, I want to make sure that I can do it as well and not stand by and wait for help or whatever the situation may be.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Everyone's like, just look up kettlebell workouts. I was like, I've been doing that my whole life, but I don't know. You guys should see my saved folders of kettlebell workouts. But I was like, I don't know the transitions of how I should be doing it. The or like, oh yeah, great this, but like 15-minute workout isn't enough for me. Like I like the guidance and the accountability. Like we don't have one-on-one phone calls like this, but like it's still the accountability of filling out the form, being honest and showing up. And I feel like if we were to quit, I probably wouldn't be as on point about it.
Yeah, no,
So.
100%. And we'll talk about the financial in a little bit, but I was just talking more like with yourself, you know, like
Yeah.
with your fitness goals, like what do you have in mind right now? Like, 'cause I mean, I know what you have in mind because I have it in mind too, and it's to get under 300 before like
Yeah.
a trip. Your trip is December
Yeah,
or
just I leave December 11th.
December 11. Okay,
So
cool.
I have like 3, 4 weeks about
Yeah, to
to
make,
really stick to it.
and then how long is the trip?
2 weeks. So I leave the 11th and I come back the 23rd. So a little under 2 weeks.
Nice, that's awesome. Yeah, so stronger, leaner. You
Yeah.
know, this is, you know, you are riding great momentum. You're riding great momentum, and you know, this is obviously a lifestyle thing. It's not like a, you know, whatever, 16-week challenge, and for you to see progress from years to come and really change the trajectory of your fucking life, because that's what you
Yeah.
want. Now, I don't want you to take things lightly and think that you're just doing a workout plan. You're changing the trajectory not only of your life but of your daughter's life and building these habits for her. All right, cool. So anything else that like especially specifically that you want to work on or master, or you know, I'm always going to be progressing you on exercises. Like it's funny you mentioned about the floor things because soon we'll be learning the Turkish get up
I
and
know. I saw the post and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna get there. That's gonna be me one day, is exactly what I said. I'm gonna be able to do that. I'm gonna be able to do it.
It's in your future.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, and I wanna stick with it because I see people in the group who are advanced, you know, than me. And I'm like, I want to be able to do that. Like, I want to be able to do something like that. Like, get off the floor holding a bell and get back down smoothly. Like, I want to just continue to build strength and to slim down a bit. I think like weight, I would like to lose
Well,
once I hit like.
let's put it this way. Let's talk 12 months. Let's
Okay.
talk. It's November 2025. Where do we want to be? Like, let's visualize this right now so that way we could game plan.
Like weight wise.
Weight wise, how you feel wise, strength wise, what you want your life to be like. I mean, this is, fitness and wellness, they pour onto other areas of your life. So
Yeah.
let's just do a quick vision exercise right now. So 12 months, you accomplish all your health and fitness goal. What would that look like for you? How would you feel?
I mean, I think I feel amazing. I want to look at the scale and be under 250, like
Okay.
within a year. I want to have my baking full swing in a year, really pour into that.
Your baking.
Yeah, I just have the energy to get up and do, I want to wake up and just be like, boom, hit the ground, like with that feeling of no sluggishness. I want to look good.
Look good. Have any of have you seen like the friends that you're going on the trip with?
So she's only seen, I sent her a picture, like I think at my 2 months. And even then she was like, oh my God. And she's my best friend. She's seen me at every size. I've known her since we were 12 years old. So she is like, I'm so excited to see you. I cannot wait to see you get off the plane. She's so excited. And like, we're getting swimsuits because we're gonna go to the Maldives for a couple days. And like, I feel confident enough to wear a swimsuit. I'm not like, oh, where's my shorts and my cover? Yeah, like I'm like, I look good, I feel good. I know my body looks good, like it's looking better than what it did, and it makes me feel more confident, like picking out swimsuits and not having to buy a muumuu to feel comfortable and covered. So it
Fuck that t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly. Or like the long short, just like what it's always been my whole life, like no more.
Hell yeah. And anything else?
No. I want to travel. I want to get out more. And I've noticed like even within these 3 months, like I've done more like getting out with like myself and my daughter than I have in a very, very long time. And it's because I feel good. Like I haven't bought new clothes. I haven't done anything like that. But I feel good in what I have. Like I put my jeans on and I'm like, okay. There's nothing bulging from the top. There's, I feel good.
Yeah, no, that's 100% a thing, and it's something I keep in mind because I'm always filming content, and when I like my hair is long or like I don't feel like I don't want to film content, and as soon as I get a haircut, I'm like, oh, let's fucking go. And so
Hollywood.
the same thing applies when you're confident, you are gonna want to show the world, you're gonna show yourself to the world. And yeah, that's 100%. And then the opposite, when you're like shitty, you don't feel confident, you're like you want to hide, you don't even want to go to family things,
Yeah.
you don't want people to see
I
you.
am notorious for self-isolation. Like, and that's like I've been working on it, but like I don't want to get back there. And I know like doing this has helped me stay out of there because it's helping me build confidence where I feel good to be out and to mingle and not so self-conscious of like how I'm sitting or anything like that.
Anything else that you have for me while I'm here?
No, I think I'm good. I'm very grateful for you. I am very grateful that you DM'd me when you DM'd me. Like, I think if you had done it earlier, I wouldn't have been in the space. Like, I had just ended therapy, and she was like, "I hope you continue self-love." And I'm like, "Yeah, girl, whatever." I don't even know what that meant, right? And I always kept thinking about it, like, "How am I going to continue this? How am I going to continue this? What am I going to do? I want to pour into my body." And then you just randomly popped up, and I was like, "Oh, okay." Like, it was a sign. It just all lined up perfectly, and I'm so grateful for that, because I would not be here today if you wouldn't have ever messaged me, because I wouldn't have messaged you. So, like, I'm just very great. I'm very grateful for that, because I was looking for a form of self-love, and this has been one of my favorite. This has been my favorite, because it really is a commitment to me. So I'm very grateful for you and this all lining up the way it did and working out.
That's awesome to hear. Thanks for sharing that, man. Yeah, and sometimes the universe doesn't fucking miss, you know?
Yeah. And
They
that's how I feel, because, like, people are like, "How'd you, your trainer's in Florida?" Like, when I talked about it, I'm like, "Yeah," they're like, "How did that?" I was like, "Well, I had been following him because of his kettlebell." Like, I think that's why it was like, "Oh, kettlebell workouts. Love, I have one."
how long did you follow me before we kind of started? Or what brought you? Oh, the kettlebell brought you to my page.
Yeah, I think I had just seen one of your workouts, and it was kettlebell. And I was like, "Oh shit, I like that." And then I followed. So then I honestly don't know how long, but it had been a while, I would assume. So then when you popped up and messaged me at first, I was like, "Well, let's just see." Like, all right. So it just all lined up well, and then we meshed well, which was also good, because, like, I've had trainers where I'm like, "You suck." I don't want to. There's no motivation. There's no guidance. It's like, do this. I'll see you next week.
Oh my
So, I think how you do everything. I explained to my cousins, like, you want to do, if I can do it and see results, like, because, like, I'm the biggest out of my family. Like, I've always been the largest. So I'm like, if I can do it, y'all can do it. It's just, you have to want it. Like, that's what I've learned. You have to want it.
Not 100%. And how have you felt with the exercises this last 2 weeks?
I think where I've always struggled since the beginning were the body weight exercises. But, like, I was doing the leg lifts yesterday, the
Yeah.
body weight leg lifts. And I'm like, "Bitch, like, this is improvement," because the dead bugs, like, I'll do random things that I wasn't able to do in the beginning, or were like 4 in, and I'm like, "Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up." So the body weight has definitely been more challenging, but I can obviously, but I like it, because I'm like, I'm working with all this to have to be strong.
Yeah.
But I like the workouts. There's, I see myself, I try to improve from the last week. I like them. I enjoy them.
Yeah. No, and I'm telling you, like, I'm so excited for you because you're going from like baby steps, crawling, walking, and I'm excited for you because you're one of my most beginner clients, and definitely like I've never had an experience where I train someone, you know, your way and that's been through you. So me, I was like, fuck, like I was a little nervous too because
No.
I don't know because what she's gonna go through, or I don't have that much experience with it, but I'm so excited because the ceiling is so high. The ceiling is so high. Like I'm talking about, I trained a doctor to get her a kettlebell certification. So now she can. So it's like there's so much room for growth for you, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. What would you tell someone that was in your same situation, maybe 300 and plus pounds, and they're feeling like this is the end? They're feeling like, you know, this is not for them, that being healthy is not for them, and they don't think they could do it.
I would tell them, just do it. No one's gonna love you like you. And if you can commit yourself to dusty relationships, dusty jobs, you can pour the love into yourself. You deserve it. And once you hit them goals, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling to pour into yourself, pour into your cup.
Yes. I love it, Sam. Thank you so much. And
Yeah.
I will
All
see you soon. I will see you soon.
right.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at Kettlebell Weight Loss Coach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.